WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Search and rescue teams are still looking for victims of the catastrophic flooding in Central Texas. The death toll now stands at least 104. Dozens are missing, including 10 girls and a counselor from a Christian summer camp. Survivors are now beginning to pick up the pieces of their lives, says KEYE-TV reporter Farrah Walton.
Robin Bates says they've had floods before, but nothing like this. She says when she came back after evacuating, there were two houses that had crashed into her home.
There were people trapped in the house.
Bates says one person got thrown out and was holding onto one of these porch pillars, saving her from getting swept away in the floodwaters and down the creek.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville, where officials have long debated installing flood warning sirens.
I talked to Tom Moser. He was on the county commission here back when they talked about this in 2015, 16, 17. He told me that they wanted to get a grant for it. When that didn't happen, there was concern about could they afford it? Would the money be there?
And there's been flooding in central North Carolina. Two people are dead. Taza Satterwhite was almost trapped in his apartment in Chapel Hill.
The level was going up, so I couldn't open the door. So I had to jump out the window, jump in the water, and then get upstairs and go up top of the steps.
President Trump has sent letters to more than a dozen countries telling them they'll have to pay higher tariffs starting next month. CBS's Erica Brown has that from the White House.
President Trump announced tariffs on dozens of countries back in April, but put a 90-day pause in place for negotiations. With that deadline approaching Wednesday, the White House now says trade partners will have until August 1st to make new deals. So far, only two countries, Vietnam and the United Kingdom, have finalized new trade agreements.
The spending cuts in President Trump's big budget bill have food banks across the nation worried about what's to come. Patty Sneddon-Kisting at the Urbandale Food Pantry in Des Moines, Iowa.
Anytime there's any reduction or tightening of benefits, especially SNAP benefits, we typically see the result in an uptick of the number of families and individuals seeking food assistance.
And you've likely heard the warnings. Lithium-ion batteries can cause fires on planes. Now, it appears to have happened. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
A Delta flight made an emergency landing in Fort Myers after a portable battery caught fire in someone's bag. Here's the pilot talking to the tower from liveatc.net.
We think it was a lithium battery that caused the smoke and the fire. It's in a containment bag.
All 191 people on board were not injured. So far this year, according to the FAA, there have been 34 incidents involving lithium batteries.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A Brewers win over the Dodgers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. They beat the Dodgers Monday night at American Family Field 9-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Former White Sox Andrew Vaughn, brought up because Reese Hoskins is on the IL, came to the plate, bottom of the first, two outs on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn to make his Brewers debut at the plate right away. And Vaughn sends it way!
Vaughn becoming only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer. I asked him, what was it like?
He definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special and put us ahead on a really good pitcher and a really good team.
So the Brewers get ready for Game 2 Tuesday night. The Dodgers veteran Clayton Kershaw against Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies as a few showers and thunderstorms roll through the area in the overnight. We'll see lows dropping to the mid-60s, light winds. Some of the rain could be a bit heavy. Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A couple of storms, highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch will be here to take a look at Wisconsin headlines, including back at the state budget. And hey, what's worse for you, being sore or being sick? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Who doesn't? Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. We are kicking off hour number two. Two, as I like to call it. If you're just joining us, oh man, did you miss out on an hour of incredible radio, ladies and gentlemen. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite SNL cast member? Season 50, a historic season, just ended Saturday night, and so that's what we're asking. We've had a lot of great answers. We still got some on the text line. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
Oh, I have a favorite moment on Saturday night.
Oh, you can share that too.
Bruno Mars hosted and sang, and they did a skit with about Pandora, where Pandora was down, so he had to sing all the requests, and he was brilliant.
Oh, that's so cool!
Yes,
I like him too. He did a great Super Bowl show a few years ago.
Yeah.
His was one of the better ones, I thought. Yeah, he's really fun. He's got like a half Michael Jackson, half John Mayer. I don't know. How do you? Is he hip hop?
He's a blend of many things.
Conrad, what is Bruno Mars to you?
I would say he's more pop, I feel like.
He defies classification.
But he dances and stuff, right? Yeah. Like he does all that.
He got his start playing like a little Elvis in Vegas in a Nick Cage movie.
What was the one where they jump out of the plane? The Elvises jump out of the plane with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Oh, what was that called? That's a great movie. Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was a really fun movie.
I think that's the one. And he played the little Elvis.
I always forget about that movie. That was a really fun Nick Cage movie. Joe on the text says, he's in the 715, he says, Bill Hader.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Bill Hader's great.
Mm-hmm.
When he does Shepard Smith, very funny.
Oh, and
what is that?
The person at the desk on Weekend Update who has all the update, all the places where you need to go. When you're in New York City.
I don't think I know that.
You have to go to Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang. They have the best.
Kristen, can we say Gang Bang Shang-a-Lang on this show?
It's the name of a club in New York City. What
are
you talking
about? Oh, it's an actual place? Oh.
It is at the moment.
It's on
a great name. I would imagine there'd be a line around the door, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it is great to have you with us, folks. Kristen Lyerly is here. Steve Seagren coming up at 7:35. You got our question. Let us know what you're thinking. It's always more fun when you guys participate. We'll read some stream comments soon. We're going to give Kristen a quiz.
I'm ready.
About Northeast Wisconsin. She is kind of, you spent your whole life here mostly, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up here and then I went to the University of Minnesota for college. Okay. And then I was in Georgia and kind of all over the place.
What's in Georgia?
At the University of Georgia. I did an exchange program there. I'm a dog.
Wait a minute.
Sick 'em.
I always think of an exchange program as like foreign exchange. We have exchange programs within our own state. I was like, the one by Russia or what? What?
No.
Hey, let's talk about, you just came from a conference, an OBGYN conference.
Our big national OBGYN conference.
What's
was in
that like?
Minneapolis.
I mean, do OBGYNs get crazy when they all get together, or do they swap horror stories, or you wouldn't believe there's one woman, you know, like, is it inside stuff?
It's not what you think it would be, but it definitely defies boundaries.
What do
boundaries.
I think it would be? Conrad, what comes to your mind when you think OBGYN conference? Do you guys all just sit in stirrups and like shout and like pass drinks around? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, no.
What would we think it is? Or what is it? How much fun do you have there?
Well, I'll give you an example. So it's a big meeting. There are 63,000 OBGYNs who are part of this organization.
Oh my gosh.
So they don't all come to the conference.
Yeah.
But it's a big, like the whole convention center is full. So they've got all these vendors all over the place and they're, you know, telling us about their cool stuff. And one of my favorite things, this wasn't this year, but at a past meeting, they had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
Yes.
So they had a lube bar so you could go sample lubes.
Okay.
And then in the middle of the lube bar, they had a giant vulva made of roses.
Oh, that's pretty.
Those are my people.
Wow. That's very celebrating the whole process, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's our process.
It's giving birth. It's a big deal. Was there like when it came to the lubes, was there like a jar of Crisco on one end?
Mm-mm, just
in,
not
if you're in a pinch? No.
If you're in a pinch, go like almond oil. In a real pinch, you could do olive oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah. I recommend a water-based lube, though, if you're actually going to buy one.
But when you say lube, and I have to be careful how I choose my words here, but what do you need that to give birth, the woman?
No, it's for sex. Well, you could use it for giving birth. Most people don't. You know, sometimes you need a little extra, you know, slipperiness.
Okay, so, but you're an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm.
What gives you the right to tell me how to have sex? No, I'm just kidding. Like, so that's, I just thought that was for like an appointment you use lube or something. You know, I didn't realize it was strictly sexually based or something like that.
We actually use different lube in the office. We always put it on the speculum, which is the instrument that we put inside the vagina so that we can see inside. So that's a different kind of lube because it can't handle friction.
It doesn't get your motor running?
It can't handle friction.
Oh.
You need something really slippery if you're using it for sex. And you also have to be careful because you don't want, if you're using a toy that is silicone-based, you don't want to use a lube that is silicone-based, which is why I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing? I think he's smitten. So you're saying for sex, or let me ask you this, should I use an avocado oil because it's healthier than an olive oil when I have sex?
Avocado oil is one that I've not recommended in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm totally kidding, obviously. Like you eat avocado oil, right?
You eat olive oil and you could use that.
Yeah. Wow. Is that just like, an impulse?
I mean, you can eat what you want, Pete.
No, I know. But I'm just saying like, if you have, is that something like you forget? Oh, honey, I forgot to get lube at the store. Do we have any olive oil?
You could do that.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
they wouldn't consciously choose to use olive oil, would they?
Sure.
Oh, really?
Some people are very sensitive to artificial products.
Ah.
So they want to use something that's very natural. Coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut. You know, the coconut.
Yeah, the paste. It's like it's a weird, yeah.
We're like pawing into the coconut paste right now.
I'm almost ready, honey. All right. So, well, I mean, as long as we're on the topic and this is Nightlight, we are on later. I've been told we can push the envelope a little bit. But is there a good lubricant that's non-food related that people could use?
Yeah, there's slippery stuff. Yeah. There's,
but I mean, you can you name, like, what is it? Is this like Astroglide stuff or what is that? Okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Well.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
It's a very proud moment for me on the show. Just told everyone what kind of a, you know, it's an impulse buy. Like we talked about last year in the aisle. So, well, you never know. Could happen. I'll take this, you know.
You never know.
You got to have some ready.
Well, you're standing there and you're looking at all the different options and you're like, I don't know. Well,
yeah, where do I start?
To choose from.
Right.
You know, pick one.
So this is all at the conference. This was all at the conference where Conrad's pointing at something. This is all stuff that's at the conference. Like, they have lubes out. Like, I would think you guys would already know about all that stuff. So what's with the presentation?
Well, there are different kinds, and we know about some of them, but it's nice to learn about new things.
Yeah.
They've got vibrators. They've got soothies, like ice packs for women who are breastfeeding.
Oh.
So you put them in your bra, sure, and they make your breast feel more comfortable, or your bottom. They have them for that too.
Yeah.
And then they had cool stuff like AI in medicine and how you can use AI to be more efficient and more accurate when you're doing your documentation with your patients.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant for like dating purposes. I don't think I would ever date an AI.
That's a whole other thing.
I know.
Using AI to pick your partner.
Oh,
or
really?
Date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be huge. I think that's going to be the wave of the future.
I'm worried about that.
Me too, because it's strange. We have a texter that says, wants to get in on this conversation, and thank goodness. Brian from Milwaukee says, was trying to enjoy a nice big bowl of popcorn during your entertainment show until lube came into play.
Don't put it on your popcorn, Brian.
He says, or playing with lube. He changed the way he said that. And I got what you did there, Brian. Thank you. all right.
Although you can also pop your popcorn in olive oil if you want to. Generally not recommended, though.
I've heard popping one's popcorn could be seen as an aphrodisiac. Does that happen? People just hear that popcorn in the microwave, and all of a sudden, next thing you know.
I feel like we're learning a lot about you right now, Pete.
I don't know what happened. I started popping popcorn. Next thing you know, I'm throwing myself at the screen door. What is happening? No, I make jokes, but I do not divulge 1 ounce of personal information on this show. Right, Conrad? You don't even think you know me, do you?
I thought I did, but I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth every show, you know?
Schwabe is just his showbiz name.
I got a new promo every time in the show. Just from something new that I learned from him.
You're gonna pull a whole library from this show. Whenever Kristen's here, something's going on. All right, so we have as much as I'd like to talk about my habits, I would like to give Dr. Kristen Lyerly a quiz about Northeast Wisconsin. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, Conrad, you got the sound effects ready? Oh, look at that. That gets me aroused for some reason. I don't even know what.
Does it?
Isn't that weird? Like, maybe I have a game show fetish.
Maybe you do. Wow.
All right.
Wink Martindale. Ciao.
A nice pull. Wink Martindale. And a triple. All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. She's all about the medicine and the community, and it's great. If you have not checked out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, check it out here on WISS mm-hmm. on Saturdays, correct?
Saturday and Sunday at 3, and of course, the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media app, which everyone, I think all of our listeners probably have that by now, don't you think, Conrad?
I hope so. Yeah.
I love it's the a great Civic app. Media app.
Very easy to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that every night, but it's true. All right, so here are our Northeast Wisconsin questions for our guest in studio, Dr. Mm-hmm. Kristen Lyerly. All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin? That's not Northeast Wisconsin. That's like the whole state. We can't expect her to know this kind of stuff.
It's Green Bay.
She went to medical school. That doesn't mean she...
Oh. She got it right.
I do have multiple choices.
Wait, is it really? Is that the right answer?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, hit that thing again, Conrad.
You know, Milwaukee just used to be little. Like, Racine used to be bigger than Milwaukee.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. What kind of monkey business that is. All right. Number two, what was originally the name of Green Bay? Was it A, the Bay City?
I think it was the Bay of Stinking Waters.
Get out of here.
And I'm from Kakana. I know Stinking Waters.
It's actually...
The French translation?
Yes. So that's... Yeah. I don't know how to say that in French, but that's what it means. Pew. Yes.
La Baie de Eau Toilet Water.
La Baie de Pew.
All right. She's 2 for 2. Mm-hmm. You're crushing it. Number three. What river runs through Green Bay? A, the Milwaukee. B, the Marinette. C, the Fox River. D, the Peach Cobbler River.
That'd be the Fox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Do you know what Peach mm-hmm. Cobbler refers to?
No.
That's what a girl in college thought my name was.
Oh.
So it's like a running joke we have here. Peach Cobbler. We're trying to get them to put a gelato flavor next door. All right. So now you know.
That.
Number four. What French explorer discovered Green Bay? Was it A, Jean Nicolet? I said that.
Nicolet?
Very American. B, Curly Lambeau. C, Sir Peachwaba III. No relation. Mm. D, Conrad the Great Krieger. Can you tell who wrote these questions?
Yeah, C and D are great options.
Yeah.
B, he's a Walloon Belgian So I'm going to go with a Jean Nicolet.
I am really in over my head. I can't believe how you broke that down. That was really impressive.
I had a process of elimination.
That was really, really. What's your IQ?
It's at least 100.
I don't want to ask you a personal question. How much do you make a year? Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. We'll have more with Kristen. She's going to finish our quiz right after this. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We're getting two hosts for the price of one, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and joining me is my fellow Civic Media host and host here on WGBW and WISS of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Hey-ho.
Hey-ho. You're staying for the whole hour. This is so great. And you can stay as long as you want. My buddy Steve is on, and I said, I kind of sold this show like this is the first time you and Steve have ever been on the same show.
Oh.
It's the first, right?
Yeah.
Conrad? We're making Nightlight history yet again.
I think we do. We make history every night.
Just about every night. Yeah. That was the first time we've ever talked about lubricants.
Yes.
With any degree of, yep. We did kind of a deep dive there.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. I don't even change my own oil, so I wouldn't know anything. All right. Dr. Lierley is in the middle of taking our quiz, our Northeast Wisconsin quiz. She is 5 for 5, correct?
4 for 4.
No, we did.
We didn't do 5.
Yes. Yeah, 4 for 4.
Wait, where's the stinky? Oh, you stinking water.
No, it was, so we just did the Fox River one.
Okay. No, we did the French, French
you're
Explorer.
Getting, the stinking water thing is
in there
tripping
twice.
You up.
That's why I was, okay. All right, so she's 4 for 4.
Uh-huh.
All right, yep. Is she ready?
She's oh, yeah.
Got the dinger ready?
Yep.
Number 5, besides Tinseltown, what is another nickname? Nick is capped there. So...
I was typing fast, all right?
Well, besides Titletown, what is another nickname for Green Bay? A, stinking water city. B, the toilet paper capital of the world. C, the drunkest city on earth. D, the brat capital of the Midwest.
Isn't Madison the brat? Sheboygan the brat capital of the Midwest?
I don't know, but
the drunkest city in the country
like
is Green Bay.
Is that true?
Yes.
I know it's in Wisconsin. I didn't know it was actually Green Bay.
Well, that's like 2017 data.
We've really gotten it together since
then. I think like 8 of the 10 drunkest cities are in Wisconsin.
And if you notice, when you look at those studies, they put two cities together sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like La Crosse Amro. It's like, yeah, wait, actually we have like 16 of the top 10, you know. All right.
Okay,
so,
wait. I have to tell you a funny story. And
oh,
it's related to the answer.
Okay.
My mom used to work at Paper Converting and in Ashwaubenon. And this is a company that makes like machines that convert paper into toilet paper. And they would test the machines out and then they'd get to take home like the flawed products.
Oh, nice.
So she would come home with giant garbage bags full of toilet paper, which we thought was normal. And when I was in college, I would just take it to my friends and I'd be like the toilet paper fairy. So, of course, we are the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wow. Another way to decipher the ant. You talked yourself into that one
do
with
you
your
know,
own personal experience. That's
do
impressive.
You know why else? Because in Green Bay, we were the first to figure out how to make toilet paper without splinters.
Oh, dear.
That is true story.
Wow.
I know. We're back to lube.
Of course. That's incredible. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. And, Annie from Watertown, she's in the 920. She says, when is the doctor's show on? Caps all in when? Listen, Annie, I don't like your attitude one bit, but we did say her show is on Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. here on WGBW and WISS, correct?
Yes, yeah. And wherever you get your podcasts.
And wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kristen Lyerly is 5 for 5. Here are some Oshkosh questions.
This one's going to be harder
new
for
category.
Me. Yeah, I'm not super good on Oshkosh.
That's so big for your britches now, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
What is Oshkosh's nickname? A, Oshmagosh. B, Sawdust City. C, EAA Village. Or D, Winnebago Town.
It could be all of these things. My sister actually lives in Amro. She went to Oshkosh. I'm going to go with Oshmagosh because I like how it sounds and it feels good coming out of my mouth.
It is not.
Oh!
What is it?
Do you have a...
It is Sawdust City.
I thought that was a city up in northwest Wisconsin. I really didn't think that was it either. Mm-hmm. Did you have a buzzer?
It suddenly disappeared.
Okay. Right. We don't want to do it. We like to make our guests feel well.
It's mean.
True.
Yeah.
This next one feels like a trick question.
What famous clothing manufacturer is Oshkosh home to? A, Levi, B, Nike, C, Oshkosh Bagosh, or D, Wrangler Jeans?
I'm going to go with C, Oshkosh Bagosh.
It is.
5 for 6, crushing it. Number 3, free one. Has she really earned a free one? I mean,
yes.
I know she's doing well.
All right. Yeah.
Conrad's...
I'm weak on Oshkosh. I need a free one.
All right. What is your favorite event that Oshkosh hosts?
Everybody loves the EAA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see what Conrad's other... Oh, there are no... You didn't even put multiple guests under that.
No, that's just whatever she wanted.
Okay.
It's a free.
It's a free.
All right. She could have said lube capital of the world. Number 4. How did Oshkosh get its name? A, famous architect by the name of Frank Oshkosh. B, explorer Webster Stanley. C, Chief Oshkosh. D, an 1890 tourist said, oh my gosh, this is so Osh. Osh was the name of his friend.
I want it to be D, but the answer is C.
Chief Oshkosh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come up with Webster Stanley?
That is the guy who founded, or, you know, found it, the explorer.
My wife's student taught at a school called Webster Stanley in Oshkosh.
Okay.
That's why I thought maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was named after the guy who founded Oshkosh.
But Chief Oshkosh.
No, it was Chief Oshkosh who it was named after.
Yeah. Who was a terrible teacher, I might add.
I don't know.
He's probably new his stuff. All right. Let's try to get another one in here. What is UW Oshkosh's team name? I know this one. B, the Bagoshes.
It should be the Bagoshes.
I agree. B, Winnebago Waters. C, the Sawmills. D, the Titans.
The Titans. Remember them.
We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans.
Ooh.
You did really well. We're going to save the Appleton questions for next time, I think, because
I'm reading them.
This
like,
has just been really emasculating.
The wealthy businessman, Conrad Appleton Kerr.
We didn't even get to your documentary or your the Instagram people you like, the magicians.
You're going to have me back.
Are you going to see Mission Impossible this weekend?
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan. Oh.
All right, we're done here. Thank you. Lube or no lube, this interview is over.
His teeth don't line up.
Oh, nice, Kristen. Really? All right, we got to go. Stick around if you want, but Kristen Lierley, ladies and gentlemen, golf clap, great stuff. Listen to the Dr. Kristen Lierley show. We are coming right back after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Central Texas say the death toll from flash flooding is now at least 104. Samantha Elfmont with World Central Kitchen, which is feeding people in the region, says survivors are trying to find a way to go on.
Still supporting first responders, but also focusing on the local residents who have lost their homes, making sure that they're taking the second to take care of themselves and have a meal.
Two people are dead in flash flooding in central North Carolina. Taza Satterwhite escaped from his flooded apartment in Chapel Hill.
It was really scary. And then the lights went out. It was dark, and all you could see was the water just moving. That was really scary, for real.
In an apparent policy reversal, President Trump now says the U.S. is going to send weapons to Ukraine as it defends against an increasing Russian onslaught.
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to. They have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hit very hard now. We're going to have to send more weapons. Your defensive weapons, primarily.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
A Brewers win over the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. They beat the Dodgers Monday night at American Family Field 9-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Former White Sox Andrew Vaughn, brought up because Rhys Hoskins is on the IL, came to the plate, bottom of the first, two outs on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn to make his Brewers debut at the plate right away. And Vaughn sends it way back!
Vaughn becoming only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer. I asked him, what was it like?
You definitely black out running around the bases. You know, it was special and put us ahead on a really good pitcher and really good teams.
So the Brewers get ready for Game 2 Tuesday night. The Dodgers veteran Clayton Kershaw against Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season, reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering storm this morning, otherwise clearing and a high in the low 80s today. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s, and more sun and once again in the low 80s for a high tomorrow. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor, Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll meet a new candidate for state senate in southwest Wisconsin and Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on the new state budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Love. I get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, and I am joined here in the studio right now by Green Bay Children's Museum Director of Business Development. But don't let that fool you, folks. She will take a gig at the Guggenheim or the Science and Industry Museum.
Yeah.
If there's like a signing bonus and a per diem, she can be swayed. It's great to have you with me tonight here on Nightlight. We've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? And I would say Betty White maybe is in the lead, or...
From her since I've been here, there's been a lot of Betty Whites.
Three or four Betty Whites. Lee from DePeer says over the text line, I heard Miss Heather likes Mai Tais.
Lee, I do. This is a true statement, only if they do not have pineapple juice in them. Pineapple juice or orange juice should not be in a traditional Mai Tai. They can be, but yeah, I don't like, no.
Huh. Is that your favorite drink?
It's one of my favorites.
If you could only have one more cocktail.
You know what? It depends on where I am. If I'm listening to jazz, I want a really dirty martini, vodka martini. If I'm at a tailgate, I want a carbless. It just depends on where.
At first, I was hungry because I'm fasting and you brought in these Thai Brussels sprouts that I can smell.
So good. Sorry.
And now I haven't had a drink in like 2.5 years and all I can think about is a dirty martini.
Mm.
You are messing
like
me up tonight.
Ron Jeremy dirty. Like, yes.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Speaking of prosthetics. Okay. Hi-yo. or not speaking of them. Steve from Sun Prairie. That's the 608. Steve says, my new bride, Anne, says Loretta Swit from MASH. That's a great one.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about MASH.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on the new bride, Steve. And hello, Anne. Thank you guys for listening tonight. And then on the stream, PJ says, S.
S. Well, right back at you, PJ.
Am I missing something there?
S.
Unless it means money.
I don't know.
We need clarification, PJ. But thank you for playing. So we've got Heather Heil here. She is the Business Development Director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Give us another quick recap about the great event you have regarding tailgating and kids, because that sounds like fun. And then we're going to take our movie quiz.
You got it. Future season ticket holder tailgate event, Friday, April 25th, 9 to 12, sponsored by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. And you can bring your family. You can tailgate in our back parking lot and then come on into our museum. And we have a little mini combine. Sign up for season ticket holders. You can paint yourself up like a fan, make a mascot, you know, do all of the things. So it's really a fun day for the kids to get involved, burn off some energy, and take part in those traditions of something new that Green Bay is fostering this year.
You know what would be really funny is if you did this combine for kids and there's some kid that ran like a 3.8 40.
I know, we'd be like,
vertical,
whoa.
Of like 50 inches or something, and the Packers.
I know people.
Saying, do you
I
really?
Know people. Yeah, I could be like,
you could be the agent.
Yeah.
What is getting on the Packers ticket list though? Was it like a 400? It's like.
Yeah, it's still a
long
list.
The Greenland shark will be born and die before you get your tickets, right?
You'll probably be 20s, 30s before you can get on that list. However, you still need to sign up to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Bring in those kiddos. Let's get this done.
Fair enough. Todd from DePeer says, we're learning a lot, all in caps, about Heather tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of an open book, though, aren't you?
I am, really. Whatever you want to know.
You don't you've done radio before. You're sort of open anyway about stuff, you know, because you've had quite a history, let's be honest.
I've never been up in a spaceship, though.
No.
That I have not. Yes.
All right. Let's take our... All right, Heather, we like to give these nightlight quizzes once in a while. We have some that are about Wisconsin or sports or show business or whatever. You said I'd love to take a sports movie quiz.
I did say that, and then I immediately regretted it.
Why?
Because I was like, if it's not like Field of Dreams or like movies I've seen, I don't know that.
I think you'll do okay.
How I'm going to do with this.
We kind of came up with this.
Can Conrad and I do this together?
No, because he created like half the questions. Yeah. The other half are mine.
Shoot.
So, well, let's start with... All right, here's a Conrad question. All right, you ready? All right, this is ready, Conrad? You got the bell ready?
Can we get it in like a British accent, please?
Hold on a second.
You got this.
What 2.5 men actor played the Wild Thing in Major League?
Yeah, okay, no, you got this.
I'm going to go with the American. What two and a half men actor played the Wild Thing in Major League?
He was in 2.5 Men. Charlie Sheen. You should see the smoke coming from my ears
I didn't even have to read the choices.
Yeah, I was going to say there's multiple choice.
Conrad's questions are multiple choice. I'm not as forgiving.
Thank you, Conrad. Whew.
All right, here's another con question. What actor played Billy Bean in Moneyball? You want the choices?
I'm going to say it was the blonde-haired guy. He was in Ocean's 11 and 12, and he was really smoking hot, and he was married to Angelina Jolie. Is that the correct actor?
Well, here are your options.
Brad Pitt. I didn't even see it. Like, did you just see that? Like, boom.
Do you want to know how easy Conrad is making this? He says...
No, he's not. This choices, is hard.
But I didn't even have to read the choices. He said, A, Brad Pitt.
Just so smart.
B, Aaron Rodgers. C, Pete Schwabba. D, Jonah Hill.
I was going between Jonah Hill, but I couldn't come up with his name either.
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Globo Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship? Is it...
Dodgeball. Okay, Conrad. Was that a Conrad question?
Good Lord, Conrad. If this were an IQ test, you'd be an absolute rocket scientist right now.
I'm just crushing it.
But that's good. We like our guests to do well. So you're 3 for 3 on the Nightlight Sports Movie Quiz. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, C, 42, D, John Wick 5, Dodgeball Assassination?
Wait, you got to make stuff.
No, I didn't.
What?
Or B, Dodgeball.
Oh, come on.
What was the question again?
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Global Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship?
What gym? It's called Average Joe's.
No, what movie do the Average...
Dodgeball.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did we not just ask that question?
No, you just asked that question.
You just asked me that question. So what's the question after that?
Do you want me to do it?
Who had the wine?
The John Wick 5 Dodgeball Assassination. I think I gravitated back.
I'm like, what is that?
All right, you're 3 for 3. Disregard that last question. This is why I don't host Jeopardy. Reason.
I think you're doing great, buddy.
Okay. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, B, Hoosiers, C, Peach Wabba's Basketball 5, or D, Larry the Cable Guy on Ice?
A or B? I'm going to say B. B.
Dodgeball is correct.
Dodgeball.
No, it is Hoosiers.
Yes.
Very well done.
Okay. Ooh,
if you haven't seen Larry the Cable Guy on Ice, it is a spectacular show, by the way.
Wasn't there like a for real, like Will Ferrell was on Ice? Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. Yeah. That's a sports movie.
He asked me those questions.
All right. Heather Heil is here. She's our guest. She is the business development director for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's taking our sports movie quiz here at Nightlight.
Okay, here we go.
She is 4 for 4.
Okay,
five
let's
for
pretend
five. No,
the,
4 for 4.
The Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do the Average Joe... No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
What golf movie...
Oh, boy.
...stars Kevin Costner as Roy Tin Cup McAvoy?
Tin Cup?
I don't even have to read the options.
Okay.
You know, somewhere, Luke Mathers right now is like... Oh, man. Let me at that quiz, right? All right. Here we go. She's 6 for 6. Heather Heil. What basketball movie stars Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
White Man Can't Jump.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. You're undefeated. You're 7 for 7.
It's because I'm athletic.
Can you dunk?
Look at me. I'm so... No.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the answers because I haven't read them. And then I go, oh, I'm excited for that question. Oh, we just read it. Because I saw you had Hoop Dreams as one of the choices. That's a phenomenal film.
I don't know if
what
I've
about Pete Schwabba Can't Dunk? That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Pete Schwabba could dunk.
He had a prosthetic doll. Why can't he just be himself?
I was one of the few basketball players on our team that wore a prosthetic, which was weird because I had shorts on. So it didn't really matter.
I was like, what's happening?
But it helped me dunk. I just couldn't dribble or pass or shoot. All right. What football movie based on a true story stars Sandra Bullock?
Blindside.
Wow. She's crushing this thing. We got to get the right questions. She's acing.
I was nervous.
Questions.
I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, we still felt bad after that Friends quiz we gave.
Well, but I came back and was crushed
you did,
the other
you did
quiz.
Very
I
well. Did. Mm-hmm. All right. What movie stars Adam Sandler? As Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have to tell the story. I listened to a podcast, and there was, for college, I like Wisconsin teams. For pro, I'm a Chicagoan, or that's where I was born. So I was listening to a sports show, and there's a late night host there, and he was doing a draft over the phone and said, who do you think the Bears should draft? And one guy texts in Bobby Boucher from Southwest Missouri State, and the host didn't know the movie. And he was trying to play along, and he goes, well, Bobby Boucher, you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. Like, he had no idea what he was talking about.
But he just
went
with it.
And the other host played that over and over all day. Like, I almost felt bad for the guy.
That's funny.
All right. What
That's
is,
good stuff.
Is Heather 8 for 8? She's crushing. All right. What 2024 movie stars Zendaya as a tennis coach and former player and has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champ?
I do not. Do we have multiple choice
we
on
do.
This one? Okay.
Is it A, Challengers, B, Tennis Dudes? You got to at least make it sound realistic.
Like legit.
C, Tennis Threesome. Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then D, Grand Salami Tennis. Mm-hmm. When I said make this easy for
Conrad,
Heather, I didn't mean she's not a toddler. Okay.
My face is flushed. It's not the wine. It's one, number one.
Chandler, Challengers.
I didn't know that one, though.
You didn't know that
I
one?
I didn't know that one.
It's a very interesting movie. I liked it.
Okay.
What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? Is it A,
is
The
it
Goonies?
No. Remember the Titans?
B, Rudy. C, Notre Dame Pride. And D, The Goonies 2.
Rudy.
Mikey goes to...
Rudy! 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 How about radio? We didn't talk about radio or...
Radio?
Now I have like all of these.
That was one of the selections. You just, you didn't have to read the multiple choice for that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got more questions for Heather. We're going to do a very, very quick break. Folks, this break is so fast. You're not even going to blink.
Super
and we're
going to
be back. So don't go anywhere.
Jackie
She's crushing the
Kersey.
Quiz. You're undefeated. You have a perfect, perfect attendance.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming right back. Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum taking our movie quiz, which will segue into Wisconsin sports.
Oh, there's
and
more.
Okay. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With us, Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the landowners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That's our space girl.
Yeah, nicely done, Conrad.
She went into space in
for
bell bottoms
minutes.
With five other women and achieved absolutely nothing. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I dream of Jeannie's naughty sister, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is he referring to, Conrad?
Yeah, I don't
remember
that.
You have to scroll
that
back. Now I'm curious, because I loved I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden, she was great, too. Barb from Waukesha says, Edie Falco in The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, oh, that's a great one, too. Oh, yeah, she's fantastic.
Lee from DePere, Elaine Bennis. Our question of the night, folks, by the way, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And we've had all kinds of amazing answers. Barb from Waukesha also says, disregard my Edie Falco text. Those aren't sitcoms. It's been a long day. That's okay, Barb.
Yeah,
we weren't going to call you out. Isn't Nurse Jackie? Wasn't that a...
I think it was a sitcom, drama.
Doesn't all right. That is the voice of Heather Heil. It's so fun to have Heather here.
Hello.
Like we always do. And, you know, Kristen Lyerly, you guys are like interchangeable almost as guests because you come on and you can just talk about anything.
I know. Actually, I was with her significant other and my significant other before I came here.
I will
here,
not say his name.
Craigers. And
no, Craig, that was not me. I have too much respect for law enforcement to call you by a name you don't want to be referred to.
My significant other said, so what are you guys going to talk about tonight? And I'm like, nothing that we talked about, because I walk in there and it's bowl in the china shop. I'm it's, like, blah, 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 blah.
All bets are off. So, and I can't remember, did you introduce me to Kristen or she introduced me to you, I think?
She introduced, yep.
Because she was already kind of in the
correct
mix here.
I introduced her to Mino and Mayer, and then she introduced me to you. Because she's like, I think you two need to know each other.
Can you introduce me to Mino and the Mayer?
I sure can.
You don't return my calls.
I can get you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. I'll slip you a double sawbuck for that. Thank you. All right. We've got a few more minutes with Heather, unless you want to stick around, which is fine, too.
No, I got to go. I got to watch some more TV.
I got to finish
my guitar documentary.
What's that?
The guy who owns the guitar shop, the famous guitar shop, they did a documentary on him. It's my documentary club.
Already
picture.
Bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
sorry.
It's awesome. He's like sold guitars to like anybody who's anybody. Yeah.
Is this local? Green Bay?
No. Oh. It's like California.
Okay. It was fun. Like when I lived out there, you could go into Guitar Center because mm-hmm. I play poorly. But I once in a while, if I was bored or had time to kill, I'd go in and you could see like people like Slash.
Yes. So he would go to this place and like that's where they went. And they let you actually play there. It wasn't like.
Yeah. You just pick
a
up
place.
A guitar.
Yeah.
And,
Norman's Rare Guitars?
Norman's Rare Guitars, Conrad.
That's good, huh?
The documentary I'm watching right now.
Is it a docu-series?
No, just a docu.
Just a mentory.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a mentory.
All right, let's try to get a few more questions in. You're like, what is she, 10 for 10?
10 for 10.
Right. Smartest
now, here
guest
are the questions.
Ever.
Here are the questions that I came up with. These are not
multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Boo.
Multiple guess. Let's start with movies that have Packer themes.
Okay.
This film, shot in 2012 in and around Lambeau Field, has a cameo by Green Bay Mayor at the time, Jim Schmidt, and has a certain yard line in the title of the film.
50-yard line.
Close.
40-yard line.
We'll accept that. It's 60-yard line.
60-yard line.
That's pretty good. That movie's 13 years old.
Yeah. That's the movie I was an extra in. I should have known that
nice.
One. Yeah.
Okay. This movie that often references Green Bay Packers refers to their team colors and was just released a couple months ago in theaters.
Green and gold.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to.
We were
it
just
out.
Talking about that at dinner tonight too.
Oh, really?
I guess with Craigers.
Craig.
See.
I'm not going to give you this forum to insult my friend.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Are.
No.
Because you know, every time I'm going to.
Well, he's your friend. Craig and I know each other, but not well. I mean, we went. Okay.
I'm trying to make you friends.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.
My friends are your friends.
It's just like a blind date for a friendship. No, it's not the least bit awkward.
You're welcome.
All right. This 2012 film involving the Packers explores the last day or the last day of quarterback Brett Favre and includes Lambeau in the title. The whole title of the film is in what I just read, if you can remember it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called
Something About Mary.
Last Day.
The Last Day at Lambeau.
She got it.
Yeah,
she
that
is
one.
Still undefeated. All right. We're going to segue.
Oops.
These are movies that were just shot in what?
You didn't do Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
he was so good.
he does great charity work. All right. Mm-hmm. In this 2009 film starring Johnny Depp as John Dillinger was shot around Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I saw this and I remember this. Multiple choice. I need.
All right. Multiple choice. We'll say, let's say The Omen.
Nope.
Major League.
No.
Public Enemies.
Yes. Public Enemies.
Very well done.
And they were in Minocqua, and there were bullet holes, and like the whole thing. Yeah.
That's right. Wow, good memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough, though, when they're not. See, I don't coddle people like Conrad does. You are graded on a curve, but.
Well.
Okay. Wow.
Craig just
tough room.
Craig just says, oh, Pete, please arrest Heather for me.
Never.
Citizens arrest.
Freedom.
All right. I'm doing my best here, Craig. This film starring Bob Uecker and Tom Berenger was shot primarily at Milwaukee County Stadium in 1989.
Is that the Major League? Yeah, it is.
You did that old
just
person thing.
Just a bit
thing.
Outside.
You did that old person thing where you out of the. Yeah, I'm going to get the cable.
The Major League.
I got the Google.
I was
have you
able,
seen the Batman?
No, I have not. Or the Twitter. Was able to, on a serious note, was just in Milwaukee and was able to pay my respects to Bob Uecker in the cemetery there. So that was quite
an
amazing like experience.
Well,
too.
He's already buried there?
Like, he is, okay. Yep. And he was a military person, so it was like really impactful for me to be. Yeah. I wanted to meet him and... Not the way I wanted to do it, but it was nice to thank him for giving a kid like me a chance in radio. And
can you imagine Bob Uecker in the military? Like he must have been that guy, like Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Probably wisecracking and getting in trouble and having
such
to do
a funny
push-ups.
Guy.
Let's try to do this. Let's try to get a couple more in before we bring Dave, our brewmaster, onto the show. This film, which was released in the last few months, looks at the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series appearance, and it's titled after a famous Bob Uecker phrase.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Brewers.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Made by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call.
I have not
great
seen
film.
This. I didn't realize that
I'm halfway
there was a
through.
Film. Yeah.
I watched it the other night, and then I got a phone call, but I'm going to go back to it. It's really, really good.
Okay, babe, mark that
check
down on our list.
All right. This 1999 film, David Lynch film, is about a man unable to drive a car who rides a tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother.
Is this a film that just came out with the...
No, 1999.
No. Nope.
The Straight Story.
Oh, The Straight Story.
Connie got that...
Buzzer.
Quick one here, ready, Heather? This film from 1986, shot in and around Madison's UW campus and stars Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah!
Back to School!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hope of finding more survivors from catastrophic flooding in central Texas is quickly fading. The death toll is up to at least 104. CBS's Nia Cavazos is in hard-hit Kerr County, where the search continues.
It is pretty graphic, but what rescuers have described is that they've been finding bodies even in trees and among the debris. And this is just what, you know, volunteers are facing. Yes, they're also clinging on to hope that some of these people who are still unaccounted for may still be alive.
Among the dead, at least 27 campers and staff members from Camp Mystic, a summer retreat for girls. Rob Sell's children survived flooding at their camp, Waldemar, about 20 minutes away.
I had to wait a minute for them to hug their mom first. I'm kind of chopped liver, but ultimately when I did get the hugs, they were really sweet.
President Trump is...